The political impact of natural disasters can last for decades. Author James Mann learned that firsthand while working as a foreign correspondent in China.
It was the deadliest single natural disaster of the 20th century. At 3:42 a.m. on July 28, 1976, an earthquake jolted the city of Tangshan, crumbling all the bridges, roads, and rail lines into the city, not to mention most of the houses. By the official Chinese count, 242,000 people, out of a city of 1 million, lost their lives, and unofficial estimates go much higher. When I visited Tangshan as a reporter 10 years ago, young scavengers were still picking through the rubble looking for jewelry to sell, while some older Chinese continued to balk at moving away from the site because they didn't want to leave the spirits of their loved ones. The most astonishing thing about the Tangshan earthquake, besides the sheer devastation, was the political fallout. In that summer of 1976, Mao Zedong was dying. In Beijing, which felt the tremors from Tangshan more than 100 miles away, doctors wheeled Mao's hospital bed to a safer building. At the time, the Chinese Communist Party was locked in struggle between two factions. One favored continuing Mao's Cultural Revolution policies, in which scientists and other intellectuals had been sent out to relearn the smell of manure in the countryside. The other faction argued that China needed to become more pragmatic and to emphasize such things as education, science, and technology. Tangshan turned into a symbol of all the ways in which Mao's policies had gone wrong. First, China failed to predict the earthquake in advance. Its predictions had been based in part on asking the masses to watch how chickens scratch. Some Chinese seismologists later said they'd tried to warn that there were signs of a big quake coming, but that party leaders ignored them. Next, when the quake hit, China refused all help from the outside world, even from the Red Cross or the UN. "We can do it ourselves," China said. And then it turned out China couldn't. Maoist leaders seemed to be better at ideology than at governing. There were no cranes or rescue equipment and little medicine. Looting broke out in the city. The People's Liberation Army had to move into the area by foot, and then, lacking machinery, had to drag away debris with their hands. Throughout Chinese history, a huge natural disaster has often been seen as an omen, the precursor of the impending fall of a dynasty. And indeed, that proved to be the case with Tangshan. 6 weeks after the earthquake, on September 9, 1976, Mao Zedong died. Over the following years, the Chinese Communist Party opened to the outside world and, while still retaining a tight grip on power, proceeded to downplay ideology and to give increasing emphasis to education, science, modernization, and efficiency, all the things that might have helped in Tangshan.
James Mann is a former foreign correspondent in China and the author of About Face, a history of America's curious relationship with China from Nixon to Clinton.